You're listening to SBS News.
In the capital of the Solomon Islands, police are investigating how a World War II bomb came to kill two aid workers. Late on Sunday night, Australian Trent Lee and his British colleague, Stephen Luke Atkinson, were rushed to hospital after the explosion at a residential building in an upmarket Honiara suburb. Both died of their injuries. The two men were munitions experts, disposing of unexploded bombs from the Second World War for a Norwegian aid agency. Melbourne-based bomb disposal expert John Rodstedt, who used to work alongside Mr. Atkinson, says he is grateful for his work.
Yes, I've known Luke for about 20 years, and we've worked together in different places in all over the world. Oh, Luke is a professional. He knew what he was doing, but you know, it's a dangerous environment. It's a dangerous business. They work in a risky environment, and things can happen, and they do their very best to minimise that risk, but things can happen. It's always a tragic thing to lose anybody, but you know, he's one of a large community of people who go into harm's way all the time and go and clean these places up.
The Royal Solomon Islands Police Force has moved all other unexploded ordnances discovered at the site, reassuring residents they are safe in the area. The Solomon Islands Police Bomb Disposal Unit says it is trying to work out how the explosives came to be at the apartments, which also serve as the Norwegian Project Office. In a statement, they said,
"We have now moved all other unexploded ordnance discovered at the residence. We're concerned that they decided to conduct explosive ordnance disposal operations within a residential area. RSIPF was not involved in those operations."
But Mr. Rodstedt says there are a number of reasons the explosives were located in the residential area.
Things can happen in all sorts of different ways, you know. But often people present UXO to clearance professionals at their homes. They'll turn up and say, "I found one of these." You know, again, it's all speculative. So It's very hard to know what the circumstances were as to why something was in their compound.
Honiara was built on a major battleground that marked the turning point in the Pacific War against Japan. It is littered with munitions, as are other parts of the country. The two dead are another reminder that the brutal and sometimes deadly legacy from the conflict is still lingering 75 years on. The Norwegian Project works with local police to identify and create a database of unexploded bombs and explosives. Deputy Secretary General of the Norwegian People's Aid, Per Nergard, called the explosion a tragic accident. In a statement, they said,
"So far, we know that there's been an explosion with fatal consequences. Our main priority now is to offer assistance to relatives and colleagues and to clarify what has happened. NPA's activities on Solomon Islands have temporarily been put on hold, and NPA is working together with the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force, which is investigating the incident."
Mr. Rodstedt says the accident is a wake-up call, highlighting the need for a thorough clean-up of the islands.
It doesn't matter whether you're an EOD professional clearing bombs or whether you're a kid going to school or a fisherman. If you live with bombs around your community, you're not in a safe place. And accidents will happen. Could you imagine if Sydney or Melbourne had bombs around it from World War II, 75 years after a war had ended? It would be unacceptable. Why is it acceptable in the Solomon Islands?
The two men's bodies are being held in Honiara's main hospital, and an autopsy has been scheduled for tomorrow before their remains can be repatriated. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it is assisting Trent Lee's family. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.